You will hear an interview with a man called Matt Brown, who has recently trained as a sailing instructor. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Today we have in our studio Matt Brown, who recently trained as a sailing instructor.
Hi.
First of all, what made you want to be a sailing instructor, Matt?
Well, I've always loved the sea. We lived miles from the coast when I was a child, but had fantastic summer holidays by the seaside every year. I learned to sail with my brothers, but it never occurred to me when I was younger that I might actually teach anyone else to do it. Then, a good mate of mine suggested I should consider becoming an instructor. While I was busy working in a restaurant last summer to finish paying my university fees, he'd been having a much better time doing just that.
Was it hard for you to find somewhere to train?
Yes, harder than I'd expected. I searched for courses on the internet, though people advised me not to take the online course reviews too seriously, and although there was a wide range of courses at reasonable prices, a lot of the ones I liked the look of were full, so it took a while for me to sort it out.
And did you like the other people on the course?
I'd been a bit nervous about meeting them, I suppose, but maybe that's not particularly surprising. What was, though, was the different types of people doing the course with me, and how much they already knew. I'd realised they would mostly be older than me, and of course we were all very eager to learn. But I was very lucky to be in a group like that.
How did the first day go?
It was fantastic. We saw a group of five dolphins hunting together. We were all in one boat and suddenly they were coming straight towards us. Some people thought they might turn the boat over or something. I wasn't concerned about that. I was just so amazed. And I don't know why, but I did my best to look cool about it. As if it was the sort of thing I saw every day. Everyone else rushed for their cameras. I got mine out too, but then just stood there, staring.
What about the rest of the course?
It was very hard work indeed, but I learnt so much. After the course was over, the thing I missed most wasn't, I have to admit, the early mornings, though there were some memorable sunrises. It was never reaching the end of a day without acquiring at least one different skill. That was a tremendous feeling. Now I'm qualified, which is very satisfying. The school have even said I can come back and sail there whenever I want, which is great.
What do you think you'll enjoy about being a sailing instructor, Matt?
It will be great to teach very young children to sail. It gives kids so much confidence, I think. Then, when they're teenagers, you know, they'll be able to do what I'm doing if they want. And also, it'll be cool to have a job working alongside colleagues who like the same things as I do. Not everyone can do their hobby as a job. Some people want to train other instructors, but I'm not sure that's for me, really.
And what's next?
Well, I'd love to go on a sailing holiday now, but before I can afford that, I need to put what I've learned into practice and be paid for it this time. So that's the plan. And I've got a place in mind on the Mediterranean. They run the kind of courses I'd love to teach, so I'm going to contact them.
Well, good luck with it all, Matt.
Thanks.
Now you will hear part four again.
Today we have in our studio Matt Brown, who recently trained as a sailing instructor.
Hi.
First of all, what made you want to be a sailing instructor, Matt?
Well, I've always loved the sea. We lived miles from the coast when I was a child, but had fantastic summer holidays by the seaside every year. I learned to sail with my brothers, but it never occurred to me when I was younger that I might actually teach anyone else to do it. Then, a good mate of mine suggested I should consider becoming an instructor. While I was busy working in a restaurant last summer to finish paying my university fees, he'd been having a much better time doing just that.
Was it hard for you to find somewhere to train?
Yes, harder than I'd expected. I searched for courses on the internet, though people advised me not to take the online course reviews too seriously, and although there was a wide range of courses at reasonable prices, a lot of the ones I liked the look of were full, so it took a while for me to sort it out.
And did you like the other people on the course?
I'd been a bit nervous about meeting them, I suppose, but maybe that's not particularly surprising. What was, though, was the different types of people doing the course with me, and how much they already knew. I'd realised they would mostly be older than me, and of course we were all very eager to learn, but I was very lucky to be in a group like that.
How did the first day go?
It was fantastic. We saw a group of 5 dolphins hunting together. We were all in one boat, and suddenly they were coming straight towards us. Some people thought they might turn the boat over or something. I wasn't concerned about that. I was just so amazed. And I don't know why, but I did my best to look cool about it, as if it was the sort of thing I saw every day. Everyone else rushed for their cameras. I got mine out too, but then just stood there, staring.
What about the rest of the course?
It was very hard work indeed, but I learnt so much. After the course was over, the thing I missed most wasn't, I have to admit, the early mornings, though there were some memorable sunrises. It was never reaching the end of a day without acquiring at least one different skill. That was a tremendous feeling. Now I'm qualified, which is very satisfying. The school have even said I can come back and sail there whenever I want, which is great.
What do you think you'll enjoy about being a sailing instructor, Matt?
It will be great to teach very young children to sail. It gives kids so much confidence, I think. Then, when they're teenagers, you know, they'll be able to do what I'm doing if they want. And also, it'll be cool to have a job working alongside colleagues who like the same things as I do. Not everyone can do their hobby as a job. Some people want to train other instructors, but I'm not sure that's for me, really.
And what's next?
Well, I'd love to go on a sailing holiday now, but before I can afford that, I need to put what I've learned into practice and be paid for it this time. So that's the plan. And I've got a place in mind on the Mediterranean. They run the kind of courses I'd love to teach, so I'm going to contact them.
Well, good luck with it all, Matt.
Thanks.
That is the end of part 4.